producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Yesterday, lots of wrenches thrown in the works for me. You see, I'm looking at Glock. And I'm thinking to myself, Glock is in trouble. They're in legal trouble. And if Gaston Glock's ex-wife has her way, Glock's going to be broken up into pieces. And to be honest with you, I don't know who in the gun industry has a $500 million laying around to possibly buy Glock USA. And that's just me making a modest stab at their valuation. I'm pretty sure the brand wouldn't go away, but whenever a company has a big shakeup, good morning, 77 Patriots. Whenever a company has a big shakeup, something changes. Something changes from time to time. So I'm looking at other than Glock because I like variety. Sometimes I get up and the gun I'm going to carry doesn't match my pants, and then I have to find another gun. So I've started out, and I got lucky, because I've always liked Smith & Wesson M&P, but I didn't like the trigger. And now, out of the box, they have a reset in the trigger. So, okay, there's one. Now, I was curious, because the other two flavors out there of guns available that everybody's saying, oh, this is the latest and the greatest Glock killer, is... is the H&K VP9. And also the SIG 320, which is a very modular gun. And there's some people that have thrown the H&K P30 into the mix as well, except the P30, at the P30 level, when you start talking about a gun like the H&K P30, you're talking about $1,000. $900. That's not really the classification of gun I'm looking for. Straight out of the box. I don't mind doing work to them afterwards, but, you know, if you've got a $900 gun, there shouldn't be no work needed. So, lo and behold, from YouTube, Such00 stopped by the house yesterday. He and I live in the same general area. He's a good friend of mine. He's a good friend of the show. He shows up, and I'm showing him some things that I had done to this and done to that, showing him the video rig, because he knows that I really want to start building up the YouTube channel. And we start talking about the VP9. So, of course, he pulls one out of his truck. and I get to play with it. My initial impression of it, I didn't like the magazine drop. And that's because I refused to let myself think outside of the box. Because traditionally, I drop a magazine with my thumb. So, of course, Such brings a moment of clarity to me and says, what about your trigger finger? So I try that in Viola. It works. Trigger reset's not bad. Price isn't too bad. But I knew he had reviewed the P30 as well, so I asked him what he thought about the difference between this gun, as far as value for the gun, and the H&K P30. And, of course, he pulls one of those out of the truck, and he says, well, figure it out for yourself. The P30 is a nice gun, no doubt about it. I don't think it's $1,000 worth a nice gun. I just don't. I just do not think so. The VP9, on the other hand, I can see anybody that wanted to get females carrying it. I mean, the profile, the grip, everything is pretty good. So I'm thinking that in my near future, there's going to be me, a car, a trip to a gun shop, and a H&K VP9. Leave it to Such to mess things up. Of course, Such had to go through my gun safe and look at a few things, and that's fine. For those of you, I know that some of you out there have said, why Salient? Why so much money and everything? Such has done two very good videos on both of my Salient guns. I loaned them both to him. And if you go to Such00 on YouTube, you can see those videos there. Actually, the two most watched videos he's ever recorded, I believe. So go check that out. I'm going to make a Salient video. It's not going to be like Such's. It's going to be quite open-ended, actually. And we'll see what we get out of that. Quick shout out, if I may. Let's see if he's still. No, he's gone. There he is. There he is. He's not gone. Quick shout out to Shipwreck and his lady friend. They listen every morning on the way to work. And to his lady friend, I say thank you because I understand that you didn't like listening to the local news. And now you find something mildly entertaining about me. So, for that. Now to. I got some stuff from Facebook, on Facebook, from some of the people out of Washington State that are very upset about I-594 passing. And I don't know if Washington State falls within the purview of the Ninth Circuit. However, if they do, and there's going to be lawsuits galore over this, people of Washington State. There's going to be lawsuits galore. If it falls on the purview of the Ninth Circuit, there's a very, 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 very good chance it's going to be stricken. Because for some reason, the Ninth Circuit has all of a sudden swung pro-gun in most cases. They've knocked down the barriers to concealed carry in California and in Hawaii, which didn't get a lot of press. But on the other flip side of the coin, right now, for Maine, Nevada, and I believe Arizona, Bloomberg and all of his billionaire buddies are readying the same kind of legislative push for those states coming up because they did succeed with I-594. They're going to try to buy the rights of the entire nation, and they've got enough money to try. I don't know what happened in Washington State. Well, I do know what happened in Washington State. There's too many people that are not engaged in what's going on. And that's how I-594 passed. It also passed because I-591 sounds just like I-594. You can get them mixed up in your head for these non-engaged voters that might be marginally pro-gun. No telling how many people voted for the wrong bill. But that's all beside the point. If you look across everywhere else, except for Washington State, a lot of money got spent by the Democrats across the board. And guess what? All that money was wasted. So, and Alabama. Alabama has joined Louisiana and, or as they say, Louisiana. And they've joined Louisiana and Missouri as states that have absolutely said, we will not recognize any unconstitutional gun control, whether it's from the United States federal government or the UN. So, also, Colorado, what happened? Connecticut, what happened? You guys had those folks on the ropes. Hickenlooper and Malloy were on the ropes. But that's okay. There is another day. There will be another day. There's always another day. We're never going to be able to sit back, you and I, as Second Amendment advocates, as liberty-loving, freedom-loving Americans, sit back and say to ourselves, mission accomplished, now we don't have to do anything. That's never going to come. It's never going to come. So the fight goes on. We won. We won the latest round. We won it handily. They got a few pokes in. That's fine. That happens. Well, the fight goes on. And I never expected it not to go on. We'll be right back. We're going to look at gun ownership by the numbers in the United States on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Somewhere there's all right. Welcome back. I've given up on trying to figure out a new thing to say to you when we come back. So it's just going to be that, you know. Just going to be dull and bland. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Low. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Here's the question. How many guns are there in the United States in the hands of civilians today? No one, the good point is no one knows exactly. No one knows who has them exactly, except in certain states. If you go back to the Geneva-based small arms survey of 2007, that gives us a base starting point that might be semi-reliable, 270 million privately owned firearms in the United States. That is a very rough, educated guess, but as a starting point for a discussion, it's not bad. There's a number of criteria that were used to come up with that number, including gun registration numbers out of states where they have it, expert estimates, household surveys, proxy indicators such as GDP and gun suicide, and comparison with similar countries, which I have no idea how they came up with something out of that. But even the people that came up with the number have admitted there's no easy rules to rely on, and that social science, with its emphasis on verifiable indexes, naturally leads to undercounting total civilian arsenals. There is, nationwide, there is one of the big problems I have, there is no mandatory gun registration as far as being able to count. Some expert estimates have differed by as much as a factor of 10 for some countries. Even modern Western countries, such as Switzerland, where they should have a pretty good grasp on how many true assault rifles are issued, because they're the ones that issue them. Household surveys are less reliable, and there's a very good reason for that. First of all, some people are just not readily going to give out that kind of information. We've seen what's happened in New York State. We've seen what's happened in Connecticut. And we see what's happening in California with their gun confiscation squads. In Connecticut, under the threat of a felony charge, the compliance rate for gun registration in Connecticut is less than 4%. So 96% of Connecticut still hasn't come forward and said, nope. Or said, yep, we'll let you know we got them. In 2012, there were 19 million NICS checks, according to the latest published record. Now, take into account that the NICS check does not denote gun buying. People getting permits go through those. At the same time, once people get permits, they don't go through the NICS check system anymore while they have the permit, while it's valid. So, no numbers there on how many guns NICS checks miss because of concealed carry permits that get past it. Now, 2013 was 20% higher than 2012, and 2014 is down compared to 2013, although September and October, I believe, for 2014 were higher than they were in 2013. NICS check numbers don't include private sales, which nationwide, for the most part, is still left out of the... There's no government intrusion in that. And the federal government actually doesn't require NICS checks for certain entities, so we don't know those numbers. Using normalized figures which attempt to track new gun sales which require federal checks, the rate has increased almost 10% each year for the last 7 years. So let's look at firearm manufacturing and importation numbers, okay? In 2012, as a benchmark, in 2012, there were 8.5 million plus guns domestically manufactured in the United States, with an additional 13.5 million imported. Wow. 21 million guns in 1 year, new manufacturers, newly arrived to our shores. So, since 2008, and when you get out there, you've got the other thing you've got to consider is that, and this we'll flip into the next segment with this, but the other thing you've got to consider is that some of those guns are stock. They're stock in gun shops right now. As a matter of fact, probably a good portion of them are, simply because there's a glut of stock in gun shops right now. This is the time to buy a gun and ammo and magazines. This is the buyer's market. But that means there's 60 million new guns in the hands of gun owners since 2008. Now, at 270, if you add that 60 to it, now we're at 330, which is 20 million more than or 30 million more than the static number that everybody quotes all the time, even Fox News. We have sharp increases of gun buys, depending on what the political climate is like. We saw this first in 1994 with the Clinton assault weapons ban. There was a sharp increase of the number of domestic firearms manufactured, and total firearm sales were averaging 7 to 8 million per year then. The end of the 1980s saw a larger number of guns produced domestically. But not every firearm manufactured each year gets sold. And that's where we go to the X amount that's in stock. We know what a gun shop's stocks are at the beginning of the year, and we know what they are at the end of the year. So for the purpose of all, for our purposes here, all quantities manufactured each year are a pass-through for that year and get averaged out over time. Now, one thing that isn't happening is that these guns aren't being stacked up in warehouses and they're not going unsold. They are moving. In the last couple of years, there's been, in 2013, after Biden made his remarks, we had 3.5 years of stuff on hand, 3.5 years of stock, of all things considered on hand, ammunition, guns, accessories, magazines, all that other stuff. That was gone in 5 days. So somewhere around 2013, everything had to start over again, for the most part. So, where are all these guns going? Where have they gone to? That's the question that gun grabbers would love to know the answer to. I know where they are. I know where they are. You probably know some people that have them. Because we have new gun buyers out there now. The trend right now is young, urban, and female. Females make up 25% of gun owners today. They are moving upward. And I like it. I like it. I honestly believe that women that own guns in the United States, because of so many factors that comes into a woman owning a gun, I believe they will be the salvation of the Second Amendment, which makes women the salvation in certain cases of the country. We'll continue this when we get back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Now, before we get in down into the nitty-gritty of breakdowns as to why they can't track the numbers of guns, I want to do a... Who out there, somebody out there surely is a DSLR video or DSLR videographer. And if there's a DSLR videographer out there, I have a lens question for you. And I wish you would contact me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. I've just got some lens questions about that. Now back to where all of these guns are going. In March of this year, the international internet-based market research firm YouGov published a survey breaking down firearms ownership in the United States according to several categories: age, sex, race, income, religion, and political party affiliation. The data suggests that Republicans own guns more than 2-to-1 over Democrats. 36% of men own guns. They found only 15% of women have a personal firearm. Only 1 in 4 women say they feel less safe with a gun in the house, which is good. Women seem to get it and understand vulnerability to criminals who can overpower them. And that's why, not coincidentally, women are the fastest growing segment of gun owners. Somewhat surprising is the lowest rate of gun ownership is in the South. So for all of these clingers, all of these politicians that trying to characterize my region as just awash in them, that's true. The Midwest has the highest rate of gun ownership. It also evenly straddles the income brackets, with only the lowest income seeing any significant drop. That probably has to do with a combination of less disposable income coupled with the fact that certain segments of our society, often low income to start with, view gun ownership in a negative light. That's because they listen to politicians. An October 2011 Gallup poll put the number of men who own guns at 46% and the number of women who personally own a firearm at 23%. So looking at those numbers, if you go by those numbers, this is where the gun grabbers come up with this idea that gun ownership is on the wane. There's fewer people owning guns. There's just, you know, a couple of big fat white guys that have just loads of money, and they roll up to the gun shop and say, I'll take 30 of those, and I'll take 50 of those, and I want 5 of those, and can I have that in a bag? These polls do, however, reveal similar trends, even if their numbers aren't identical. Now, the myth, one of the other things that gins up this myth of gun ownership going down is based solely on certain surveys and the proposition that only certain gun owners are out there actually stocking up. There's people out there, there's a certain segment of society that has so much disposable income. They have one room that's nothing but a wall of gun safes. They're all bursting. I actually know a few people like that, but they're not the normal. They're not the norm. But these surveys that they make when they make calls to landlines, now, how would you feel if a polling agency called your house and said, how much jewelry do you have in your home? Or how much cash do you carry around with you? Or do you leave your back door unlocked at night? Landline phones all have an address associated with them. A physical address. So that's very frightening for that kind of thing. And when somebody calls and does a poll on gun ownership, the first thing that everybody of my mindset thinks about is, this is like a backdoor registry. And when somebody says, do you own guns? Most people over the phone go, no. The other thing is, nowadays there's so many masks, virtual mask that people can put on a phone call. I mean, how do you know that's really a polling agency calling you? What if it's a burglar? How can you tell the difference? According to a recently published study by Smith & Wesson, the number of new shooters is exploding. In fact, there has been an overall increase in the number of households owning guns in recent years, not less. 20% of shooters were new to shooting within the last 5 years. Over half of them in 2012 alone. Two-thirds of new shooters are between the ages of 18 and 34, the young, the urban. And women represented 37% of new shooters. Way to go. According to Smith & Wesson's survey, the top reason for gun ownership is personal safety / self-defense. That outranks hunting, recreation / sport, and target shooting combined. Now, what do you think is an appropriate age for someone to fire a handgun or a shotgun or a rifle for the first time? That was asked by YouGov. Now, that was interesting because it didn't seem to matter what age, sex, race, income, religion, region you lived in, or political party you identified with. The answer was almost uniformly 9 years old. The only deviation from this, of course, was the Democrats. The wealthiest are people living in the Northeast, where there's no guns laying around for people to shoot. The people with the very highest incomes and Democrats pushed the age to 10, while people in the Northeast thought 11 was more appropriate. Countering that were our seniors, who thought that 7 years of age was old enough. That would give you some idea of the indication of how the generations view gun ownership and and age, as far as picking them up. Start them young, though. You can start them young. Per capita, the United States has the highest per capita gun ownership in the world. There's one gun for every man, woman, and child in the United States, or more. Figuring in is the 24% of the U.S. population that is under the age of 18. That leaves about 240 million adults. Using more accurate numbers, the U.S. could easily have a rate of 1.5. per capita. That's an incredible statistic. If there's 240 million adults in the United States today and 126 million of them are gun owners, guess who outnumbers the others? If you compare the U.S. rate to Sweden, Norway, France, Canada, Germany, and Austria, whose per capita gun ownership is roughly 0.3%, less than one-third of ours, we're well-armed. Plus, here in the United States, uniquely almost, we can carry firearms with us outside the home for personal protection. something not allowed with ease in most other Western countries. Switzerland and Finland, which are very, I mean, they're very gun-friendly countries. Rate of firearms ownership is 0.45, less than half of that of the United States. The rate in Australia is 0.15. And this includes air rifles. So I don't want to know what it really is for firearms. So the future of gun ownership looks pretty good in the U.S. right now today. It looks even better since yesterday, or day before yesterday, of course. But we're going to talk about that coming up next. We are well armed. And because of that, there's, it probably has a lot to do with the fact that some of us view the progressives as communists and socialists and everything else. And they have they have telegraphed why they want to disarm us, because the progressive agenda can't go forward if we're armed. If we're armed, we will protest the progressive agenda, and we may protest it to the point of violence, and that frightens them. That frightens them. They'll get out there and pay all kinds of homage to the police putting us down, to the military putting us down, but a whole bunch of those guys are going to be on our side if that push ever comes to shove. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. from script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I finally almost got that memorized. Before we get into political considerations, let's talk about the document dump, because that will have political considerations too. Quite intentionally, these were dumped around election time because of the wall-to-wall coverage given to the election. And for in large part, mainstream media has completely ignored the 64,000 redacted documents that the Obama administration hid for years regarding Fast and Furious, the narco-terrorist gun-running plot. Now, here's the thing about this. Bush had a gun-running operation. It was called Wide Receiver. I actually know the FFL that supplied all the guns for that. There was about 400 guns. Mike Detty. He's been on the show before. I've got his book, Guns Across the Border. If you haven't read that book, if you haven't gotten it, I believe it's available on Amazon. But go give that a read, because it gives you the breakdown of how the ATF bungles, even when they're actually trying to do it right. The Bush era gun walker, Wide Receiver, was an attempt to identify arms traffickers, and that was called off when the ATF agents, after 400 guns slipped through their grasp, figured out they couldn't successfully track and control them. Fast and Furious was never intended to control the firearms that were going into Mexico, to the Sinaloas. The weapons they sent over the border, of course, are the very ones that, one, the UN Arms Trade Treaty wants to ban, and Obama and Clinton and Holder wants to ban, and Feinstein. You know, it's a veritable parade of the same names. They were hoping to build public support for this. And here's the thing. This is the thing about Clinton. Clinton is the new revelation, because some of this paperwork shows signs that the State Department was in on this. That, you know, that they actually had their fingers in this pie. Now, I think what they're going to find is that the Obama administration was criminally complicit in either weapon smuggling or unlawful cover-up of the gun smuggling plot after Congress began investigating it. Mike Vanderbo, David Kodria, they blew the lid on this. Cheryl Atkinson picked it up. Other people started talking about it. I was talking about Fast and Furious early 2010. It's been going on for quite some time. And it has led to murder. It has led to murder, which if they're complicit in weapon smuggling, then I would think that a really good prosecutor could take that and tie that into accessory to murder. Now, what does that mean? If this is actually discovered, now a lot of people get out there, we can't impeach Obama because then we'll have Biden as the president. At this point, the thing to consider about that, if that's what were to pass, is big deal. If Biden is the president, he's a lame duck. If Obama is the president, he's a lame duck. It doesn't matter at this particular point. And for the first time ever, if, you know, a lot of people are walking around saying, how do we reinstill confidence in the people for the country? Let's go get some wheels that get out there and have led to the death of people. And let's put them in jail. Let's give them some new bracelets that have a little chain connecting them in the middle. Let's give them a new wardrobe. They don't need a three-piece suit. They can have a one-piece coverall. And it's the same every day. They don't need to be in the beltway. They need to be in the yard. If you would like to see how much confidence can be reinstilled in the system, then it's going to take the sacrifice of some dredges of society who hold high positions in the country. So the first thing we need to do, now I had Trey Gowdy on the show one time and we were talking about Fast and Furious, and I asked him when he thought that would actually come to a climax, and at that time we thought it would be when Obama is out of office. Unfortunately for them, there's certain things that have built up to a swell. There's judges that have ruled against them, and now they are being compelled to turn over this documentation. They're trying to redact what they can from it, but now there's enough of enough evidence at first glimpse that you see that the State Department might have been involved in it, in addition to the FBI, in addition to the CIA, in addition to the ATF, in addition to the Department of Justice, and in addition to the executive branch. So what we had was a full court press, everybody, all hands on deck, everybody up there rooting for and putting together a little scheme to run some guns that nobody issues. AK-47 is a great weapons platform. It is surplus. Nobody issues the AK-47 anywhere in any military. They get picked up by terrorists because they're plentiful, they're easy to learn. Ammunition's cheap. It's the most prolific weapons platform on the planet. But it's not issued to anybody anymore. So they ran those across the border in the hopes of manufacturing new crime against the people of the United States in order to build up this groundswell of support for more gun control. If you've ever seen that that miniseries Jericho, where they pop the EMP weapons all over the United States to build support for a new type of government, this is straight out of a script. You can't write this kind of stuff this well. Everybody that was murdered with these guns, you know, around the Sinaloas, if those guns hadn't been introduced, would they have been murdered? There's a very good chance they would have. There's a very good chance that Brian Terry still would have died. There's a very good chance that Jaime Zapata still would have died. Just because they don't have those guns doesn't mean that they're not, you know, that's a proven theory. Individual guns, the lack of, does not mean they're not going to commit some sort of crime, whether with a hammer or another gun, that they get another way. But the federal government aided and abetted them and supplied them. They supplied the gangs in Chicago. Gangwalker. They've been supplying components for grenades to the drug cartels, to the criminals just across our southern border. While they let the southern border stay open, the door is open to the United States. They won't close it. These guys, it's not just that they need to be out of office and out of power and anything else. They need to be out of society. They need to be out of society. There is very little difference in my mind's eye to somebody that sits on high and orchestrates murder with somebody who commits the murder. The enabler is as guilty in my mind as the one committing the act. The one committing the act, of course, we can defend ourselves against. I can. You can. But what about the guy that sits on high? If we defend ourselves successfully against the one trying to commit the act, he's still there, orchestrating, manipulating. Yesterday, our chief executive tried to water down what happened to him. That happened to him yesterday. He demands full-on allegiance, full-on submission. And those that submitted to him pay the price, for the most part. But we need not fear President Biden. We need not fear him. Fearing something that you think may be worse and not going after the perpetrator, I'm not even going to try to wrap my head around that. If this president was complicit in Fast and Furious, this president needs to be the first one ever impeached from office. And on his way out the door, he's not headed to Air Force One. He's headed to the paddy wagon. We'll be right back. Hour number two coming up on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.